Tall are the tales that fishermen tell when summer's work is done, of fish they've caught, of birds they've shot, of crazy risks they've run. But never did a fisherman tell a tale so tall be a half a mile as Grandpa Walcott told one night in the smoke room on the Kyle. With baccy smoke from 20 pipes, the atmosphere was blue. There was many a, "Have another, boy," and "Don't mind if I do." When somebody suggested that each in turn should spin a yarn about some circumstance he'd personally been in. Then tales were told of gun barrels bent to shoot around a cliff, of men thawed out and brought to life that had been frozen stiff, of bark pots carried off by flies, of pathways chopped through fog, of Woodsman Bill, who, barefoot, kicked the knots out of a 12-inch log. The loud applause grew louder still when Uncle Mickey Shea told of the big potato he grew in Gander Bay, too big to fit through the cellar door. It lay at rest nearby, until, one rainy night that fall, the pig drowned in its eye. But meanwhile in a corner, his grey head slightly bowed, sat Grandpa Walcott, 88, the oldest of the crowd. Upon his weather-beaten face there beamed a quiet grin, when someone shouted, "Grandpa, 'tis your turn to chip in." "Oh, no, boys, leave me out," said Grandpa. "Oh, well, thanks, don't mind if I do." Well, all right, boys, if you insist, I'll tell you one that's true. There's a story about jigging squids I'm going to relate, and it happened in Pigeon Inlet in 1888. Me? I was just a bedlammer then, fishing with me dad, and prospects for that season, they were looking pretty bad. Now, the capelin skull was over, and that hadn't been too bright, and here was August, come and gone, and ne'er a squid in sight. Day after day we searched for squid, till dark from the crack of dawn, we dug up clams and cockin' hens till even these were gone, and still no squids. So, in despair, we give it up for good, took our gear ashore, and went cutting firewood. Now, one morning, while out in the woods with all the other men, wondering if we'd ever see another squid again, my father broke his axe that day, so we were the first ones out. And as we neared the land wash, we heard the women shout, "Come hurry, boys, the squids are in!" Well, we jumped aboard our boat and started out the harbour, the only crew afloat. But soon our keel began to scrunch, like scraping over skids. "Father," said I, "we've run aground." "And me son," said he, "that's squids." Said he, "the jigger, heaving out." Quick as a flash I did, and soon as it struck the water, 'twas grappled by a squid. Well, I hauled it in, and what do you think? As soon as he crossed the rail, I'll be darned if there wasn't a second squid clung on to the first one's tail. And another clung to that one, and so on in a string. Well, I tried to shake him loose, but father said, "You foolish thing, you've got something as never seen before in Newfoundland. Drop the jigger, grab the string, and haul hand over hand." Well, I hauled that string of squids aboard till the boat could hold no more, and then we hitched it in the risings and rowed for the shore. Now, the men were coming from the woods. They'd heard the women bawl. But father said, "Don't hurry, boys. We've squid enough for all." So Uncle Jimmy, he took the string until he had enough, and neighbor-like he handed it on to Skipper Levi Cuff. Well, from stage to stage that string was passed throughout the whole night long, till daylight found it on Eastern Point with Uncle Billy Strong. Now Uncle Bill, quite thoughtfully before he went to bed, took two half hitches of that string round a grump on his stage head. Well, next morning, Hartley's Harbour heard the news, and up they come in a trap skiff with three barrel oars to tow the string down home. And when Hartley's Harbour had enough the following afternoon, that string went on from place to place until it reached Carpoon. Now, what happened to it after that? Well, I don't exactly know. But some folks say that it crossed the straits and ended in Forto. Yes, tall are the tales that fishermen tell when summer's work is done, of fish they've caught and birds they've shot and crazy risks they've run. but never did a fisherman tell a tale so tall be a half a mile as Grandpa Walcott told that night in the smoke room on the Kyle.